आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य जी हैज टेकन अप द टॉपिक ऑफ आत्मन एंड अनात्मन डिस्क्रिमिनेशन। तो ही सेज न अस्त्रेण न शस्त्रेण बाई अस्त्र और शस्त्र I mean the man-made weapons, you cannot remove your ignorance, or by astra and shastra, you cannot get the atma-gyan. Bondage cannot be removed. Or by the natural forces, anilena, vannina, by wind and fire, no, you cannot cut the bondage. Karma-koti bhi, no, by karma also you cannot remove your bondage because the father of karma is ignorance. Therefore, ignorance cannot be removed by karma. How it can be removed? Vivek Vigyan Mahashina. Vivek Vigyan. You have to discriminate. Vigyan Mahashina is the wondrous sword. But that sword should be sharpened. Sharpened by what? Dhatu prasadena, dhatu prasadena with my purified mind. When your mind is purified, then only this will happen. Sitena manjuna, by that you can remove it. But your vivek should be based on shruti pramana, pramanaikamate. It should be based on the shruti. Not should be based on your own logic and thinking. It should be based on the shruti. Swadharma nishtha. You have to do karma yoga for purification of mind. Everywhere it is coming again and again. Swadharma nishtha. Tayeva atma visuddhirasya. Then your mind will become purified. Visuddha buddhe paramatma vedanam. When the buddhi is visuddha, then you will understand Paramatma. Tena eva sansara moolanasa, and by that alone, tena eva. By that alone, there will be destruction of all this sansara, the sorrows of this world can be removed by that only. But what has happened here, he said, kosair annamayadei panchabir atman asamrito bhati. Atma is also covered. Covered by what? Kosahi, by the seeds. How many seeds are there? Panchai. Panchabhi and annamad. What are its name? Annamay Adi. These five poses are covering it. Atma, Samrito, na bhati. You are not able to see. Nij Sakti Samutpanni. So how has this come? By Nij Sakti. Nij Sakti. These five seas also have come from the Brahman only. The Brahman has created five seas. And those have covered it, Samutpanni. And he gives an example. Saival Patlairi Iva Ambu Bapistham. Bapistham means in a tank, in a pond. There is water, and because of the stagnant water, there is a moss, and that moss covers the water. So moss is born from the water, covers the water. Similarly, our bodies are also born from that Atman or Brahman, covers that Atman and Brahman. See how beautiful example is this. Then he says, what we have to do? Tasaivala apanaye samyak salilam pratiyate suddham. Apanaye, you remove the saival, remove the moss. The moment you remove, water is there. Suddha water is there. Pure water is there. Krishna santap haram sadya saukhya pradam param punsaha. And that will remove your Krishna, your thirst. And you will be saukhya pradam, sadhya, instantly. You will get soaked. You are thirsty, you are going, you are not seeing water, you are seeing a tank covered with the moss, remove the moss, drink the water, be happy. Gurudev writes, thirst, the Trishna, is a word traditionally used in a spiritual lore for sense indulgences. Indulgence in sense object is the cause for all troubles of the world. BMI, UET, PFT is the cause of all problems. Apprehension of reality ends all troubles of the sansara, and the thirst for the sense object is quenched only when the truth is apprehended. All the sorrows will end, and your craving for the sense object pleasures will also end the moment you come to know this. All craving for this will go away only by knowing this. How all craving will go away? Because we are searching sukh only there, na? In objects of the world also we are searching sukh. Now we got the source of all the sukh. So will you crave for that? Interested. One cannot quench one's thirst by eating the moss. Drinking water alone can quench thirst. Identification with the seeds will never give anyone lasting happiness. That is our experience. All the five seeds or the objects of the world will never give you permanent sukh. It will give you temporary. Realizance of one's true nature alone will give eternal bliss. Nothing else will give you permanent sukh. The moss is not water, though it is born out of water. The five seeds, panchakosar, are not the self, though they are born out of Atma. Absolutely clear. then what is to be done? Panchanam api kosanam apavade vibhati ayam suddham. This Suddha, if you want to know this Atman, the Suddha Atman, what we have to do? Panchanam api, panchanam, panchakosa api, apavade, negate it. He is not saying destroy it. Apavade, negate it, falsify it, don't give importance to it. That's all. What will get? Nitya ananda aikarasa pratyag rupa para swayam jyoti. You will get nitya ananda, eternal bliss, aikaras, homogeneous. In the world we get priyamod and pramod. I am not going to elaborate on that. But when you get that atma tattva, it is aikaras. Pratyag rupa, where is that? Indwelling inside, you don't have to search outside. Pratyag rupa is indwelling inside. Paraha, supreme. There is no better joy than this. Paraha. Swayam jyoti, it is self-effulgent. The five kosas have apparently arisen from the Atman. They have their individual properties and accordingly their definite sets of experience. However, their tragedy and comedies do not belong to Atman, the consciousness. The comedy and the tragedy, joy and the sorrow of these five seas do not belong to consciousness. So Atma never becomes Sukhi or Dukhi. And Premalji will prove. By seeing a red rose, therefore the Atma. So Atman is never tainted by any objects of the world. When I, the consciousness entity, withdraws from them, all the subject illumines itself. The, since consciousness is the self-effulgent, this consciousness is eternal, nitya. Eternal is that which is not conditioned by the past, present and future. Reality is internal bliss, nityanand, a bliss that is not conditioned by time. Time is a concept of mind. Time is a concept of mind. What is time? A scientist will say this is a difference between two events. Event number one and event number two. Our Rishi Muni said, no, it is a difference between two thoughts. Thought number one and thought number two, the difference between these two thoughts is the time. Therefore, Gurudev writes, time is a concept of mind, and hence this bliss is an experience transcending the mind. When you get this bliss, when you transcend your mind, when you go beyond your mind, also it is of one essence, ekaras, changeless, uncontaminated, and eternal. The Atman is realized subjectively deep within the heart. So never try to explore Atman outside. First you have to explore inside. Once you explore inside, then after that with open eyes you will be able to see everywhere. But the search should begin from inside. And not objectively as something existing somewhere outside. When the dreamer becomes the waker, the dreamer ends. Similarly, when I come to apprehend the Paramatman, I realize how baseless and stupid it was that I had considered myself to be the little Jivatman. Therefore, It is being suggested by Shankaracharya, Atma Anatma Viveka Kartavya. It is my duty to discriminate between Atman and Anatman. And who will do it? Vidusha, only the wise man will do it. Why he will do it? Bandhamukta. To cut the bondage, to remove the sorrows. Those who are enjoying in the world, and thinking we are not suffering, they will not discriminate. No need to discriminate at all. Ten eiv anandi bhavati tev in. Only by that you will become permanently happy. Swam vigyaya. Swam means you have to know yourself. Don't see other satma and know other satma. No. Swam vigyaya, that I am Satchidanandam. I am Satchidananda. That you have to know. By this process of discrimination and assertions alone can he release himself from the sorrows of the bondage and keep his rendezvous with the self and dock himself in everlasting happiness. Dock. Dock means abide in that. Don't go there, touch and come back. Abide in that. Ultimately you have to abide in it. What is that abideness? I am that Brahman. Thereafter, there is no strife, no stress, no strain for him by realizing that self, existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute is his real nature. He transcends his body, mind, intellect, equipment. Do you all agree it will happen? Yes, it will happen. We are getting sorrow only from this place. This is giving us sorrow because of the identification. When we go beyond the mind and intellect, we find him, he is Satchidanand, bliss. Again, if you come back and again identified with this, sorrow. Therefore, he said, you have to, after getting the knowledge, abide in it. And if you abide in it, permanently happy. How this discrimination is to be done? Now he gives a practical example. How we should discriminate.
Verse 153. Munjadi shikam iva drisha vargat.
Munjadi shikam
iva drisha vargat. Pratyanchamatmanam asangamakriyam. Pratyanchamatmanam asangamakriyam. Vivichya tatra pravilapya sarvam. Vivichya tatra pravilapya sarvam. Tadatmanatishthati yasya muktah. Tadatmanatishthati yasya muktah. Once again, repeat. Munjadishikam ivadrishavargat pratyanchamatmanam asangamakriyam vivichya tatra pravilapya sarvam tadatmanatishthati yasya muktah.
Munjat ishikam iv Trisya vargat pratyanch atmanam asangam akriyam. Shankaracharya ji traveled all over India many times. So he has seen grass. There is a one grass which is called munja grass. In munja grass you will find there is a stalk and that stalk is covered by that leaves. So what you have to do? Remove the leaves and get the stalk. Similarly, what we have to do? Disidentify with the panchakosha and get the Atman. Munjati sikam iva drishya vargat. Whole world is seen. And Atman is? You have to differentiate between drig, drishya, drashta, the seer, and seen. Atman you can never see, and anatma you will always see. So both are there. So we have to take out the seen, the drishya, remove the seen. Then you will get it. pratyancha, subject, is the innermost. And what is that? Atmanam. That is Atman. What is this quality? Asangam. It is not attached. Not attached to five C's. And Akriyam. My guru said, Nikamma. You see that? It's coming. Shankaracharya is also saying, Akriyam. But in its presence, everything will happen. Its presence is required. Presence of electricity is required for bulb to glow. If the bulb is there, electricity is not there, bulb will not glow. We have got all the equipments, but they will not function. Its presence is required. Same thing has been said in Panchadasi also. Yatha munjati sika eva mahatma yuktaya samudrita sarir tritaya dhirai param brahma eva jayate. Now, vivek can be done in many ways. Here it was said, sarir tritiyat. What is sarir tritiyat? Three bodies. Gross body, subtle body and causal body. Shankaracharya said, panchakosa vivek. You do the panchakosa, remove the panchakosa. Sarir thraya is equal to panchakosa. Or atmanatma vivek. Real unreal vivek. Purush prakriti vivek. Chetra chetragya vivek. It means same thing. Real and unreal are to be segregated. They are mixed up here now. Segregate them. Nowadays, you see the corn. Here there's a lot of corn fields are there. So if you want the corn, what you have to do? Peel all these. Or banana, peel the skin. Or peanuts. Skin. Almond, cashew nut. Have you seen the cashew nut with the shell? Very hard to break. So you have to de-skin and eat the fruit. So we have to do this vivek to reach that the innermost. Vivichya tatra pravilapya sarvam tat atmanam tishtati yasa mukta. Who is the mukta? Vivichya tatra. When you discriminate, separate, then prabilapya. Prabilapya means having merged. Merge what? All those sarvam, all the drishya merging into the Atman. All the panchakosa merging into the Atman. Not identifying with the panchakosa. When you merge with tatra atmanah tishtati, and you stay there in that Atman. Get associated with the Atman. Identified with the Atman. If you remain that way, yah sah mukta, he is free. Are we mukta or bound? Why? Identified with the panchakosa. That's all. How can you become mukta? Disidentify from this side. Identified with the Atman. Mukta. Itna hi kaam hai. Only this much. That is why Gurudev used to say, disidentify and identify. Bas, this is Vedanta. Disidentify from anatma. Don't stop. Then half job is done. Identify with that also, see, immediately. Don't do half. Disidentify and identify. Then the job will be complete. Yes, muktaha. So first thing what we have to do, loosen our identification with the panchakosa. You don't have to destroy, you need this panchakosa to reach there. Don't destroy it. Loosen identification. Number two, attachment to anatma is going to the anatma, going to the sorrow. And the third, now give preference to Atma. We are giving too much importance to Atma. Good. At least you realize it. Anatma. So, what are these five कोसास दैट यू ऑल नो ना. बट शंकराचार्य जी इज अगेन टेकिंग अप इन मोर डिटेल नाउ फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 154 टू 188 34-35 वर्सेस. बट यू विल गेट मेनी न्यू पॉइंट्स. इट विल बी मच इन डिटेल.
Two times we will do lead and follow, and third time we will do together.
Deho yamanna bhavanonna mayastu koshascha.
Deho yamanna bhavanonna mayastu koshascha.
Annena jivati vinashyati tadvihinah.
अन्नेन जीवति विनश्यति तद्विहीनः.
त्वक्चर्म मांस रुधिरास्थि पुरीशराशिः.
त्वक्चर्म मांस रुधिरास्थि पुरीशराशिः.
न्यायं स्वयं भवितुमर्हति नित्यशुद्धः.
नायं स्वयं भवितुमर्हति
नित्यशुद्धः. अगेन लीड एंड फॉलो. देहो यमन्न भवनोन्न मयस्तु कोशः कोशश्च.
देहो यमन्न भवनोन्न मयस्तु कोशश्च.
अन्नेन जीवति विनश्यति तद्विहीनः. अन्नेन जीवति विनश्यति तद्विहीनः. त्वक्चर्म मांस रुधिरास्ति पुरीशराशिः.
त्वक्चर्म मांस रुधिरास्ति
पुरीशराशिः. न्यायं स्वयं भवितुमर्हति नित्यशुद्धः.
न्यायं
स्वयं भवितुमर्हति नित्यशुद्धः. देहोऽयमन्न भवनोऽन्न मयस्तु कोशश्च. अन्नेन जीवति विनश्यति तद्विहीनः. त्वक्चर्म मांस रुधिरास्ति पुरीशराशिः. न्यायं स्वयं भवितुमर्हति नित्यशुद्धः.
सो फर्स्ट ही टेक्स अप द फर्स्ट कोसा द अन्नमय कोसा द ग्रॉस which we are able to see the gross. This gross is covering the Atman. The first question is, can the body cover Atman? Atman is all-pervading. Can this limited body cover the Atman? No. So what is covering? It is our wrong understanding, wrong notion that body is covering. So this wrong notion is to be removed. Annamaya kosa deha ayam anna bhavana annamaya tu kosaha. Deha body. Ayam this anna bhavana. Anna bhavana product of anna food. Annamaya. Annamaya the name, the food seat. Tu verily kos seat. Sarir, what is sarir? The first word comes is the deha. Deha comes from the diha dhatu and it means upachay, apachay. Upachay means expand, apachay means no, it reduces what you say, contract. So expand and contract. So if you eat more food, what will happen? Many people go to reduce their weight, na? And they spend a lot of money. And they are told that if you reduce your diet, you will become, you will reduce your weight. So what happens? They go there, they stay there for naturopathy. Spend a lot of money, they eat lauki. They will never eat lauki at home. There they are forced to eat lauki for 1 month. They pay for that. And Shankaracharya is giving you free. This they, the word they tells you, it expands and reduces according to the anna. So body is subject to the modification of expansion in youth, and in the old age it starts shrinking. Slowly, slowly, slowly you will find the old man shrinking. So what is this deha? I am anna bhavana. Bhavana means house. It is a house of anna. But here it means it's the modification of food. It's a product of food. Annamaya kosaha. This is called annamaya kosa. Maya means modification. Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya. Wherever this maya comes, it means modifications. Okay. Cha annena jivati vinasi tatvihina. And by food it exists. Vinasati dies. Tatvihina, without food. In one of the Upanishads, it was said that the brahmacharis were not given food for 10 days, 15 days, 2 weeks. No food, no water. And the muni found, Rishi found, that they forgot the Vedic chanting. They experimented. Many yogis, they leave food and ultimately they leave the body. That is the process. Slowly, slowly, slowly they will stop or reduce their food and ultimately stop, body will drop. But many people say, if we don't eat food, we feel weak. And others say, if you want to reduce, okay, mat khao. Okay, what are the components of this body? There it is said, tvak, charma, mansa, rudhira, asthi, puris, rasi. Tvak and charma, inner and outer skin, mansa, flesh, rudhira, blood, asthi, bone, puris, rasi. Rasi means a heap or bundle. Puris, filth. Puris rasi. It is a bundle of these things. But here you will find there are only 6 items mentioned, and we have seen earlier there were 7 items mentioned earlier. Which one is the remaining item? Now you have to tell me. We are very sincerely studying Vivek Chudamani. Bone marrow and fat. Fat is not written. So earlier, what was said earlier? Starting from bone marrow, bone, flesh, blood, fat, then inner, outer skin. You got it? Bone marrow, then bone, after that, flesh, blood, fat. 5 ho gaya. Outer, inner skin. 7. So always remember 7 dhatus. Sapta dhatu, it is said. So whether you eat a vegetarian food or a non-vegetarian food, it will convert into these 7 dhatus. So vegetarian becomes non-vegetarian, it converts. Now a question may come, what is the harm in eating non-veg then? If by eating vegetarian food, it converts, the annamaya kosha becomes non-vegetarian, na? Blood, fat, flesh, bone marrow. So what is the harm in directly eating non-vegetarian food? There are 2 things. One is that the animals are more developed than the plants. The life in the plant is there. There is no doubt, there is no dispute. Plants also have got the life. But the life in the animals is more developed than the plants, number one. Number two, if you eat non-veg, there is an effect on the mind. That is why non-vegetarian food is to be avoided. Na ayam swayam bhavitum arhati nitya suddha. Not, na means not, ayam means this, swayam itself, bhavitim to be, arhati, deserves, nitya suddha, ever pure. Never can it be self-existing, the eternally pure Atman. This annamaya kosha cannot exist without any support. What is the substratum of this body? Atman. For any changes to happen, there must be a substratum which is changeless. For any changes to happen. Outside world also, the changes are happening. The substratum is Brahman. The changes are happening in my gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. This is known to us. Therefore, there must be a substratum with us alone. And that substratum is Atman. Since it is dependent on Atman, we cannot call it Atman. It cannot exist on its own. Gross body cannot stay without that substratum. Therefore, that is not Atman. But how is it different from the body of the Lord? When the Bhagwan takes incarnation, we say, Chidananda Deha Tumhari. Is it different? How many times we have taken bath in our whole life? Immediately it becomes impure. Pasina a gaya. Phir ganda. But the sweat of the Lord has also fragrance. But our sweat, you go to the vasa, come out fresh. If you want to know more about the body, then you have to contact Premalji or the doctors. They will give you more details. What else is there inside of it?
Purvam jane radhi mrite rapi nayamasti.
Purvam jane radhi mrite rapi nayamasti.
Jātakṣana-kṣana-guno niyata-svabhāvah.
Jātakṣana-kṣana-guno niyata-svabhāvah.
Naiko jarascha ghatavat paridrishyamānah.
Naiko jarascha ghatavat paridrishyamānah.
Svātmā katham bhavati bhāva vikāra vetā.
Svatma katham bhavati bhava vikara veta.
Once again. Purvam jane radhi mrite rapi nayamasti.
Purvam jane radhi
mrite rapi nayamasti. Jatakshanakshana guno niyata swabhavah.
Jatakshana guno swabhavah.
Naiko jarascha ghatavat paridrishyamanah.
Naiko jarascha ghatavat paridrishyamanah.
Svatma katham bhavati bhava vikara veta.
Svatma katham bhavati bhavati vikara veta.
Together. Purvam jane radhi mrite rapi nayamasti. Jātakṣana-kṣana-guno niyata-svabhāvah. Naiko jaraśca ghatavat paridrishyamānah. Svātmā katham bhavati bhāva vikāra veta.
Purvam jane adhimrite api na ayam asti. Śaṅkaracārya is trying to prove that this body cannot be self. That is why this analysis is being taken. He says, purvam jane, before birth, adhimrite api, after death also, nayamasti. It is not there. Before birth, this birth, annamaya kosa. We are talking about annamaya, not other kosa, not subtle. We are not talking about the causal, subtle and causal that travels. It remains. But the gross body, before birth, it was not there. After death, it is not there. Nayamasti, this does not exist. So, purvajane, before birth, it was not existing. After death, it is not existing. This is known. Therefore, understand this body is temporary. From birth to death also, the time is not known to us. It's temporary. Jata chana chana guna aniyata sabhava, aniyata sabhava. In your verse number, in the second line of your verse, you see whether aniyata is written or niyata is written. Abhagra is there. Abhagra means aniyata. So when you go and take a class on Vivek Churamani somewhere, don't say it is niyata sabhava. It is aniyat sabhava. Uncertain nature, constantly changing. So it lasts for a short period, its qualities are fleeting and by nature subject to change. Aniyata sabhava. We see many people healthy. All of a sudden, heart attack ho gaya. Are? Aniyat sabhava, body. Healthy. Whole life I have done yogasana. Why I got this heart attack? Aniyat sabhava. Many people say, hum to kuch nahi khate hain, America ka paani piya, mota ho gaya. Aniyat sabhava. Many say, I take ice cream every day, but I still I don't get fat. Aniyata sabhava. Good. And sometimes, even when you go to, the general rule is that you eat and you become fat. Don't eat, reduce. And in Bhaj Gobindam also it is said, Nalani dalgat jalam ati tarlam. You don't know how long you will stay in this world. Whether you will breathe in next prana, you will breathe in or not, it's not known. We don't know. Aniyata sabhava. And compared to the Brahmaji's life, do you know how much life of this 100 years of human birth is equivalent to Brahmaji's life? 0.001 second of Brahmaji life, 1,000th part of a second of Brahmaji life is equal to 100 years of human life. Aniyata sabhava. So our goal is the immortality, and we are attached to the gross body. And Shankaracharya is telling us this is aniyata sabhava. Kahan phase ho bhai? Niklo yahan se, don't get attached to this gross body, sweets nature. Na eka jada cha ghatpat paridrishyamana. Na eka is not one. Jada, it is inert. Cha ghatpat is like a pot. Paridrishyamana, an object as seen. You can see it. It is diversified, not one. It is inert like a pot. It is like a sense object. Like here, many bodies are seen. And in each body, there are three bodies. Na eka. When Shankaracharya is saying na eka means, it's not one body. Atman is. And the bodies are many. And in each body, how many bodies are there? Na eka. And that also, what happened in the same, this body, cells changes. Is it not so? Premalji will tell, every 7 years all the cells change, it's something other. I am not sure, all this. Medical people, they say all the cells, they change. And we have seen also, if I see a person after a long time, are you have changed a lot? And the lot of problem the immigration officers they face. Child photo 5 year old, and the visa is 10 years. When he comes at the age of 15, how can you compare that photo? Very, very difficult. It shows that body is changing. Jadacha, body is inert. There is no life of its own. It is the borrowed life which we have taken, this gross body has got. It's a borrowed from the consciousness. And it is claiming it is my. Some people boast their reflected glory. What is reflected glory? Father was a Nobel laureate. Now his son, he also get glory. Oh, son of reflected glory. Similarly, this body, the consciousness is inert. It is borrowing consciousness from that Atman, but claims that I am sentient. Immediately, Shankaracharya, ghatvat, it is like a ghat. In many poems, it is compared as a ghat. Ghat, ghat mein pankshi bole. This body is like a ghat. It is seen. Anything which is seen cannot be seer. So this body cannot be Atman. Similarly, the ghat are different sizes, different shapes, and sometimes when we decorate our house in the drawing room, when we put it, we paint it differently. Is it not so? Similarly, we also paint. When Ashok ji took part in drama, he became Chaiwala. Torn Genji and all that. Premal ji became Seth ji with the bulging belly. And when the children come for this stage practice and all that, the teachers and all the parents, they used to say, don't run around, the makeup will go all. Ghatvat. So there is a similarity in ghat and sarir. And many people take hours to decorate, you know. Hours. There is a similarity in between ghat and sarir. Both are seen. Both are inert. Both are anitya. And both are subject to birth and death. Atma is different from that. It is sentient, not subject to birth, not subject to death. This is our annamaya guna. Paridrishyamana. Paridrishyamana, it is seen, object of perception. And the seer cannot, seen cannot be the seer. Swatma katham bhavati bhava vikarveta. Swatma, one's own self, katham, how, bhavati, be, bhav vikarveta, the witness of changes of things. How that can be self, the witness of all changes in all things? How this body can be the witness? How the body can be seer of the changes? Seer is definitely different from seeing. So Atma is knower of all the changes.
पाणिपादादिमान्देहः नात्मा व्यङ्गेऽपि जीवनात् नात्मा व्यंगेपि जीवनात् तत्तच्छक्तेरनाशाच्च न नियम्यो नियामकः पाणिपादादिमान् टुगेदर् पाणिपादादिमान् देहः नात्मा व्यङ्गेऽपि जीवनात् तत्तच्छक्तेरनाशाच्च न नियम्यो नियामकः
पाणिपादादिमान् देह न आत्मा व्यंगे अपि जीवनात् पानी आर्म्स पादादि मान हैविंग लेग्स एटसेट्रा देह बॉडी न नॉट आत्मा सेल्फ व्यंगे व्यंगे मीन्स व्हेन एम्प्यूटेड अपि इवन जीवनात् बिकॉज इट लिव्स The body which is made of arms, legs, etc. cannot be Atman, for even if these organs are amputated or removed, it continues to function efficiently. Shankaracharya is proving that this body cannot be Atman. Body has many parts, therefore it is called Deha, but Atman has got no parts. Whenever there is an assemblage with the parts, that will depreciate, that create, that will destroy, that will ultimately finish, collapse. But the Atman has got no parts. Vyange api jivanat, if you ampute or remove one part, still it is living. Still it is living. Then how it can be Atman? In the medical science, they change the eyeballs also sometimes. Nowadays, they change kidney, sometimes heart, liver. The parts are changed. One Mahatma says the hospitals are like garages. You know, when you take the car to the garage, they change parts. Battery down, okay, you replace the battery. They will change gear and all these things replace. Similarly, you go to the hospital. Change my heart, change my liver, transplant. Chalo, phir bhi it is living. There is a gangrene, doctor says, cut from here. Still here living. Once a prisoner was sick and often he used to visit hospital. Sometimes liver transplant, sometimes heart, sometimes this, sometimes that. All his friends in the jail said, now he is trying to exit part by part. part by part he is going. He wants to run away from this. Tat tat sakte anasat chana niyama niyamakaha. Tat sat sakte of the power, functions of the different limbs, anasat due to non-destruction, chana Chana and not niyamya, subject to rule, niyamaka is the ruler. It is the subject to the rule of another and cannot be the Atman, the ruler of all. Body is ruled. Ruler is somebody else, niyamaka. Body is niyamya. It is being ruled. Tat tat sakte anasat. There is a power that does not belong to the body. When body is working, where from this power is coming? From the consciousness. One person went to Raman Maharshi, can you show me the Atman? He said, yes. The force which is moving it is the Atman. Atman is giving sentience or giving power to this body. See, one commands to the body, get up. And the body will say, sit down. It will sit down. In the guided meditation, when the Swamiji says, okay, close your eyes, bring your attention to the legs, one person opened eye, started seeing legs. Then Swamiji said, now see your head. Now how you can see his own head? By his own eyes. Guided. So this body is guided by somebody and it functions accordingly. In an army also, we find there is a commander and they all act. One boy went to a dentist. And the dentist said, open your mouth. Boy opened. He was very happy. See, it's again guided. Open your mouth. Boy opened. This boy was very happy. I said, why? What happened? Why are you so happy? Because he is the person who told me, open your mouth. Otherwise, in the house, they everybody is, shut up! Shut your mouth. So this is our gross body. It cannot be Atman.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
So next Vivek Churamani class will be on 7th January. Wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. May you all grow spiritually in 2018.
There is a Gujarati bhajan, Maharaj Ghatma Birajita.